Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time, and we are loaded up. Today at 1:30, look, I believe in talk radio, you know, for years, that we bring on the other sides, and we might debate on all kinds of things. So at 1:30, we're going to have the vice president of local, Teamsters Local 107, that's a storied Teamsters union. It was in the papers yesterday that across Pennsylvania, President Trump did better with Teamsters than in the national Teamsters poll. And particularly, the vice president of Local 107 said he doesn't hear that in his union hall. And I think he might dispute the numbers, but most even local Teamsters unions here supported Trump. And there's ample reason to see why. What a breakthrough this is for Republicans. Now, if we could just keep in the fold these pesky Republicans in the suburbs, it would be an overwhelming victory. But that's where the threat is. Okay, now, President Trump gave a brief interview with Bill Malugian, who is unbelievable on Fox, as you know, covering the border. We had on the other day the head of the Springfield Township Commissioners, because I found this material where he and a bunch of other local folks signed off on saying they would be on board with more refugees coming to the United States. And I think he told me, well, the number was only 61,000. Malugian today revealed finally 1.3 million, either using the special app or being flown into the country. Now, these are people that are here, in quotes, legally, by executive action. And again, we come back to this tension that the other side wants to shame us with all the time, be it illegal immigrants or people brought in under these programs. Well, isn't America the beacon of hope? Don't you believe in that? When we counter, these aren't coming to your communities. You are overwhelming people. And there's no vetting process. We're told we don't get America. So listen to this with Malugian. Lay this out and what Trump says he would do very early on.
Republicans have been railing about these two controversial Biden administration programs, which have been allowing up to 80,000 migrants to come into the U.S. every single month. Those two programs, we've been talking about them, the CBP cell phone app, the CBP One cell phone app, and the CHNV Migrant Flights Parole Program, which combined together in less than 2 years have already allowed more than 1.3 million migrants into the U.S. through humanitarian parole grants. Now, in a phone call with me, former President Trump told me if he's elected, he will end both of those programs immediately. And on top of that, we'll revoke parole grants for any migrants who already came in via the programs. Take a listen.
I would revoke it and they get out. And the app is bad. But what the worst is the flights. Because, you know, they tried to say, oh, we're going to toughen up the border a little bit. They had planes flying over the border loaded up with illegal migrants, people that shouldn't be in our country, going to the Midwest, going to all places, because everything is now a border state.
What's your message to those 1.3 million who have been paroled in the country and are expecting to stay here?
Get ready to leave, especially quickly if they're criminals. Get ready to leave because you're going to be going out real fast.
All right. So that's Trump. The other side, of course, saying, well, yeah, how are you going to deport all these people? You know, their goal is they brought them in 80,000 a month. And these are quasi-legal or legal is the argument. Good job by Malugian. They're hiding the numbers, they're hiding how they're getting here, the whole deal. Then suddenly, various towns across America are overwhelmed. And people that are progressive towns that have more influence and more money, they don't get overwhelmed with this. They don't have to put up with this. How could we possibly absorb all that? All right, now, President Biden, since he's in New York for the UN, was on The View, and they had all six members of The View. It was a giant, I know the word, made the table. Seven people at the table. And rather than saying, look, we don't want Trump to be assassinated, that'd be bad for the country, they doubled down on the same thing with Biden saying, well, Trump doesn't understand or believe in democracy. Here's that.
Look, when I ran, I said I was running. One of the first major speeches I made was for Independence Hall about democracy. Yeah. That democracy was at stake.
And to restore the soul of this country.
Yes.
The soul.
I ran for three reasons. I said I wanted to restore the soul of the country, meaning in a sense of decency and honor.
Decency, right.
Secondly, I wanted to make the middle class grow, because when it grows, everybody does well. And thirdly, I wanted to bring the country back together. And I was told we couldn't do any of those things. But we've gotten a lot of them done. And look, Trump is...
Careful.
There's not a lot of social redeeming value there.
No, you think right.
But here's the thing. He really does not believe in democracy and the guardrails that our system is set up for the abuse of power. And you look at what he does and what he says. And look what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, look what he did. On January 6th.
And not on just January 6th was absolutely bizarre.
Yeah.
Bizarre. I was, on January 6th.
That's enough rambling. Thanks, Henry. Okay, so we're being lectured to by the likes of the Biden family. Maybe they should have Hunter Biden take out some coke and snort it there, then give us his estimation of the Trump years. And we're being told about shame and no redeeming value by the ladies of The View. All right. Now, what Kamala Harris is up to today, she's got an interview with Stephanie Ruhle. I watch Bill Maher pretty faithfully. And even though, we have big difference there around Trump, it's one of the better shows. And he had Stephanie Ruhle on, who, as a person in the media, was defending the idea constantly that Kamala Harris, why should she give interviews? Why would that be necessary? And she's in the media. She got the interview today. So tonight she'll be on with Stephanie Ruhle in a non-interview interview. Why does Stephanie Ruhle want to do an interview with Kamala Harris when we're told that no interviews are necessary? Why would we have to do this?
It's like, what do they say? Like, if you want to rule, you shouldn't be, you're not fit to rule. You don't want to interview her, you should interview her.
Well, Henry, I hear this all the time, and I heard it again today. I'm not saying any names because I'm friends with the guys at WIP. Sometimes former players say, well, why would the football coach say anything? And the host, who's in the business of fodder and information for Sports Talk Radio, is saying, are you kidding? If they don't say anything, what are we going to do? how are we going to make any judgment? So for Stephanie Ruhle to say, of course, she shouldn't have to do interviews. What business are you in? In addition to the broader thing about the country, what business are you in when it comes to getting information? All right. And I hope they talk about yesterday on NPR in a swing state. Vice President Harris said, yes, we should get rid of the filibuster in order to enshrine our rights. You know what that means, abortion. Dan, it's cut 15, the Dean of Decency. Noted constitutional scholar. She agrees, Madeline Dean.
Decency.
Yeah, she agrees with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and I do want to follow up on that because Vice President Harris has been making some news on this front in recent days. She's calling for the Senate to the end of the Senate filibuster when it comes to Roe versus Wade, to reinstate Roe versus Wade. Senator Joe Manchin slammed that yesterday, I believe, and said shame on Kamala Harris for saying that. What's your take on this? Is this something where the filibuster should be put aside so Roe versus Wade can get put into law?
It's a reminder how important this election cycle is, that Democrats get control of the House so that we can pass and codify Roe versus Wade. But of course, Harris is correct. We should work by majority rule, not a supermajority rule, which is actually the minority ruling. So yes, filibuster should be shed for the purposes of codifying our freedoms. It is stunning to me, upsetting to me, that my three daughters-in-law and my three granddaughters have fewer rights than I had. that their own health care choices are not protected. I'm going to speak today on the floor about IVF. How all of this, fertility, abortion care, health care for women, has been politicized by somebody like Donald Trump who does not understand any of this. It's absolutely infuriating.
And what's your response to Senator Manchin?
Oh, he's wrong. He's just flat out wrong. And he doesn't get it either.
Oh, yeah. So Manchin now. Here's what they want. They want to use abortion. And what has happened here, legally, constitutionally, beautifully, to quote Trump, to be sent back to the states to get rid of the filibuster. And then with that control, what they'll do, it won't be just abortion. It'll be Green New Deal. It'll be the Black Lives Matter move. It'll be anything. They will try to codify into law forever in this country, a country that we won't recognize. That's what it's about. That's what the filibuster is about. That's why they hate it. Now, at various times, various parties have threatened getting rid of the filibuster in large measure, and they backed away knowing what that would mean when they're not in power. And the fear is, if you've given them a couple years or 4 years in that with that kind of power, they will fundamentally change the country so that it would be very hard to go back and fundamentally unwrite that. That's what this is about. And they're crazed, of course, by abortion, using abortion as the draw to get rid of the filibuster and to go down that path on just about anything. Now, I don't know that Trump is going to talk about the filibuster or explain it. I think he should. I think when you explain it in layman's terms to people what would happen here, it's chilling. This is exactly the agenda. And Madeleine Dean is no reason given, none of that. She couldn't even come on the show when we talked about potholes and explain it, let alone the Constitution. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, Dr. Ben Carson will be here, and we're going to talk with Michael Graham, who heads up the Delaware Valley Journal. They broke the story that the state senator in Northeast Philadelphia, his Twitter account was using the N-word, slurs toward gays and Asians and everything else. He says somebody else probably put that in there. The Inquirer finally woke up and picked it up yesterday. So Graham will be here to tell us what he thinks about that. Then at 1:30, I'm really looking forward to having the vice president of Teamsters Local 107. The polling here in Pennsylvania says that Trump is even stronger here than nationally among Teamsters unions members, which I think represent a lot of different unions. It would be very similar. Why is that? Well, I don't think he can accept that. And he's coming on here to tell us why he thinks this isn't so, I guess. But we'll give him ample time and go back and forth. I think this is the essence of Trump. A guy who has broken through with union members like this, it's obvious, with at least African-American males, with Latinos, maybe across the board, like no Republican in recent memory. And yet, what are we stymied by? Principally suburbanites, principally white women, vaguely Republican in the suburbs. Are they really going to vote Gallup? And Gallup is the most trustworthy out today that says, by their polling, on 10 big issues, Republicans, not just Trump, but Republicans in general, are in the driver's seat on 9 of them. Abortion's the only one they're not. So how in the world is this close? Told you how it's close. That's where the sticking point is. That's where the demographic is. How do we move the ball with them? We can go nuts. I mean, it's maddening. I get it. You just want to scream at the wall and go nuts? Or what do you do to get over the finish line and reform the country? Let's face it. It's coming back to, it's better than 2020 because the numbers for Trump are so much better this time. The problem is, though, this factor of women in the suburbs again, the PhD moms, as we lovingly call them. All right, 855-839-1210. Here's the side question, vis-a-vis Henry. If it's a success, then put that one up on the board.
Blame
for Henry
today for this one.
Yes, yeah. If it fails, then We'll never forget it.
Great. All right, so, a lot of pressure there,
no
Henry.
Pressure, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, you may want to come up with a good one today. So, Henry, as I understand it, you think fall, which I hate, and I hear the song there. We're looking for TV, song, or movie that the fall or autumn has a major role in.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Makes you hearken to the fall, makes you think of the fall, feels like okay. Fall whenever you watch or listen.
All right, that's a good nuance. That encourages it even more. All right, the ones that occurred to me were Remember the Titans, because Ooh. In the beginning they go away to camp, and then when they come back, it's more September-ish fall, getting into the nitty-gritty, and it allows me to say the classic lines, game ball, Ronnie Bass, from Denzel Washington.
It's a great impression, you know, of Denzel that you got there.
Well, my voice is a little bit messed up today, but the way he does it, the pausing of Denzel Washington in that, the lies he's telling kids, I had to take over when I was 12, there were 8 kids in the family, daddy died, now you go out there and quarterback. Then the next quarter, I think he said it was 10 kids.
Yeah.
All right, so Henry, you get to lead off. What's yours?
All right, so I think this is an easy 1-1. I might get some flack for this answer, but I think it's the clear answer. Gilmore Girls.
Oh
my God.
That's a really good answer.
Gilmore Girls, every season takes place, at least the beginning, it takes place in the fall. It's always fall vibes out in Stars Hollow, the fictional town up in Connecticut.
Hold on. I got to dig here because I know Gilmore Girls because my wife, Maisie, forces me to watch it. She loves it. She feels nostalgic about it. Henry, you don't have a significant other, do you?
I mean...
So you're just watching Gilmore Girls on your own.
Okay.
This is a show that my mom always watched growing up, and I always watched with her, so I'm familiar with the show.
Oh my God.
It does give a lot of fall vibes.
It does. It's a great answer. I'm surprised that you know it.
Yes,
not being forced to watch it.
I'm completely surprised. Dan, how about yours?
Show. You heard earlier Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer, which comes off their album Bridge Over Troubled Water, and for some reason the image from the album cover of them with their fall jackets on really just strikes a chord with me, so every time I hear Simon and Garfunkel, I just think of the fall. And I'm also going to take off, related to Thanksgiving, the only Thanksgiving movie that I could really think of, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely autumn. Dead Poets Society, one of my favorite films, is autumn set too.
Oh,
but
that's a good one,
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, but I think Remember the Titans is just so many lines, so much stuff. When the defensive coach tells them they're not going to gain 1 yard. If they gain a yard, I'm taking every one of you out of here. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Jump in. That's a side question today. And the conundrum of Trump, the breakthrough with groups that no Republican out there that I can think of can bring in, and yet we can't just rack up what the layups are. What's wrong with these people in the suburbs? Are they really going to vote this time around against their interests because they can't stand Trump? You got to face reality. That's what it comes down to. All right. Also, the latest, the Senate report on the Secret Service, including the drone agent in charge calling up a toll-free number about how to operate the drone that was there. And yet nobody's fired yet. Nothing has happened with the Secret Service. I don't know. You know, I wanted to ask, what's the first, so I don't forget to do that. I was going to ask it later. What's the first action you'd like to see Trump do through executive action, whatever, when he takes over? Fire the entire infrastructure of the Secret Service or the FBI? What should be the first action, the very first thing you would do? You might have to come up with a top 10 list on that. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You got the side question. Last night, as we predicted, Upper Darby, wow, big ticket, approved a $1.1 million weapons detection system. Now, they don't want to call it metal detectors and all that. All right, I get that. But one of the big stumbling blocks here, officials anticipate it will take 40 to 60 minutes a day to process high school students through the system. The claim is that parents pleaded for this after a loaded gun and AR-style magazine were found at the high school. So 40 to 60 minutes, $1.1 million. In addition to that, the detectors can be set off by items like Chromebooks, three-ring binders, and eyeglass cases. The officials expect 400 to 600 searches a day to be conducted.
So they're going to have to take that out of a book bag and put it in a pan like you're at the airport?
Yes.
Really?
How else would they do it? Yeah. or just not have
and
them.
And they're saying it's only going to take, what was it, 20 minutes for 1,000 kids?
Well, they said 60 minutes.
Yeah.
60 minutes. I mean, this is, what kind of school time, what kind of staggering will they do? These searches will, 400 to 600 searches will be conducted until students get used to the systems and learn what items need to be removed while going through the lanes. Searches will be conducted in a separate area. Existing staff members to manage a new process, redirecting them from another system for students to scan their IDs upon entering the school. Wow. It's amazing to me, and that parents wanted that. Again, I'm not sure of the status. Maybe someone knows. Do they have people there that are armed to prevent some of this stuff? I mean, this is a boondoggle ready to happen here. That school district's, that high school is 4,400 students. So it's not as if you're doing it with a small school district. 40 to 60 minutes to process them, you know, when they're in line in the morning. That's incredible. And then the delays for people taking out stuff that they forgot is going to set off this whole thing. I wonder if there are people, though, maybe I'm on the wrong side of this, something about this, and this is the first one I know of at a high school level in the suburbs that's doing this. All right? If you know of another, let us know. I mean, mainly this was done in the city, and we get it, trying to protect someone from coming in and shooting up the school. Would that do it, though? Or is this just a nuisance? In other words, you have people that will wait till a door is open, will just come in blasting right through the area that we're talking about where you're scanning people if their mission is to come in and kill people. 855 and $1.1 million. 855-839-1210. Just the delay. You know, I see it in Philadelphia all the time. It's a whole array of these things. Where Ro and I are, just to go toward Mount Airy Chestnut Hill, we have to go over 12 to 15 speed humps. It gets to be, you know.
They're so annoying.
And why is this? Because you have some people who have a bit of clout, they get them put in. And because with the traffic laws, like we saw over the weekend, we're not enforcing them effectively, Krasner and everything else, you know, severe things that go on. So everybody in the world has to go over speed humps. And after a while, when you know where they are and the number that are involved here, it's just all an inconvenience. So is this. I don't know that this is effective.
You know who hates that the most?
Who's that?
Your car.
Well, yeah, sure.
Because, you know, driving with 2 feet and slamming on the brake pedal before
every
speed hump.
I'm not slamming on it. No, I take it easy over them, but there are a couple that are not even pads.
Oh, they're horrible.
You can't even see them, and the sign is minuscule.
You ever bottomed down one of these?
No.
Oh, I know. I popped a oil pan one time.
Yeah, they are annoying, to put it mildly. Why so many? Well, what's the problem if you're not doing anything wrong? We come back to the same thing again. We don't want to face up to dealing with the problem. And the way to stop school shootings or to prevent maximum damage is to have people there that can return fire. Let's go to Craig in Norristown. Craig is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Craig, welcome in.
Hi there. Hi. I'm glad that you're in good voice today. And I don't have a first item for President Trump, but a second item would be my recommendation strongly to do private contracting with security firms to augment, supplement, or replace Secret Service coverage for himself and the vice president and their families.
Yeah, Craig, I hear you. It's come to that. This is an organization that can't be trusted. There's no doubt. They can't.
Right.
Thank you, Craig. They can't be relied on. And I'll get to all the details on that. We have Dr. Ben Carson coming up. As I said, we're going to talk with the vice president of Local 107. He'll be coming on at 1:30 today, around 1:30, about this startling poll. I thought in Pennsylvania Trump would do worse than the national poll. He did a lot better. Right, let's talk Captain Chuckies for a moment. You know, things are crazy this time of the year. Back to school, a lot of things, football, viewing parties, tailgating. It's a great reason to call your nearest Captain Chuckies and let them manage your meal planning. Get the all-new Wild Shrimp Scampi Ravioli Chuckies teaming up with Vera Pasta, offering lobster, crab, and now Wild Shrimp Ravioli. Remember, order the brand-new Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. An all-time winner, it's a delicious, creamy, 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some heat. Check your store for availability. Perfect time, though. We're mentioning fall today. How about soups? Captain Chuckies delicious soups, desserts, appetizers. Their golf shrimp is always a hit. Wild-caught, never farm-raised. And my favorite, those delicious dom rolls. So visit Captain Chuckies today. There's got to be a location near you. One place to go, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Just WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the shore, Captain Chuckies at theshore.com. Dom Giordano Show, welcome in, 855-839-1210. What's the first thing President Trump should take care of if reelected? It's a good question, and Trump has said any number of things, including illegal immigration. But joining us to talk this race is somebody who's run for president himself. Dr. Ben Carson pays another office visit here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Ben, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining today.
Always good to be with you. Thank you.
All right, as you observe what's happening, Dr. Ben, I wonder if you agree. Trump is broken through, it's obvious, with all kinds of people the average Republican can't, but we're still seeing him test out how to reach Republican women. Do you see that, and what more would you advise could be done on that front?
Well, that's going to be a tough group. They have to be willing to listen to what you have to say. And, you know, there's so many people who say, yeah, things were better under him, I agree, but I just can't stand the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I just hate him. And that seems to be the thing that separates them. But I would say to those women, don't think about how he makes you feel. Think about how he will make your children feel and your grandchildren in terms of their safety, in terms of their prosperity. And if you had a terrible disease and you were going to die and you needed a very good surgeon, would you rather have the surgeon with a poor bedside manner who heals everybody or the one with flowery words who kills everybody?
Well, I would take Dr. Ben Carson. I'm making you come out of retirement. That's my plan. I have it written down. If I ever need you, that's what we're... Could you still operate at this point, or do you think you wouldn't want to do it?
I could if I had to, but I don't have to.
If I had to.
Well, I'm thinking if the plane is going down, I want Sully at the command landing on the Hudson, and if I need an emergency surgery or doctor on the road, Dr. Ben Carson comes to mind. Somehow
recast
another,
entire season of Lost.
Yeah, he would figure it out. I'm still, every time you come on, I tell the producer beforehand, I'm still amazed. I was just rereading something about you, of what you've done. Here's a little bit, Dr. Ben, of what Trump said the other day, to the point about this whole thing with women, and we'll see what you think. Here's President Trump.
I am your protector. I want to be your protector. As president, I have to be your protector. I hope you don't make too much of it. I hope the fake news doesn't go, oh, he wants to be their protector. Well, I am. As president, I have to be your protector.
And that's true, but I don't know that that's going to reach the hearts and minds of the people we need.
No, I mean, he needs to just continue to talk logic and common sense, you know, and help mothers. We need to be talking about how do we help the young mothers who find themselves in a difficult situation. We shouldn't just condemn them for having an abortion. We should say, here are some real alternatives, and we want to help you. And we ought to also help the ones who've had abortions, because the mental anguish mm-hmm. that they go through can be a lifelong burden. So, I mean, we just need to be open to helping people. But when it comes to the abortion issue, conversion is better than coercion. You know, help people to understand that that's a living human being with a heartbeat, with nerves, with sensation, with a brain that starts developing from day one. and continues to develop until your mid-20s, which is a reason, by the way, that we shouldn't be burdening young children, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, with making decisions that will inalterably change their bodies because they were curious. Because kids are curious and they're suggestible. And to be subjecting them to that kind of thing is nothing less than child abuse.
Without a doubt. Well, your persona goes a long way with this, but even you with the left face some of the most vile stuff imaginable. Dr. Ben, the president presenting his economic plan yesterday. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Kamala Harris doing it today. I'm sure there's going to be some copycatting here. Give me a sense of how you think, I mean, it's still the overriding issue. And doesn't it come down to, are people going to look past how they feel about Trump and look at, this is the first president we've had a shot other than Grover Cleveland, to see what they did the first time around? We just need to hear more. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Absolutely. And he did logical things.
Yes.
You know, putting more of the taxpayers' money in their own pocket so that they could spend it themselves. You know, developing our energy resources to the point that we were not only self-sufficient, but we were actually able to export and make a lot of money. I mean, those kinds of things make sense. Closing the border. He did things that actually helped people. And the blessing is that his administration and the current administration are juxtaposed next to each other. You don't have to remember back 3 or 4 administrations. It's very easy to see that there was a huge difference.
Without a doubt. Dr. Ben, what's your current project? What are you up to other than helping with the campaign?
Well, of course, you know, I was named the faith chair for the campaign. So we've been doing a lot of work with ministers, trying to get them to stimulate the people in their sphere of influence, because there's so many, particularly evangelical Christians, who say, I don't want to be in a position of having to choose between the lesser of two evils. I don't want to choose anything that's evil. Well, the fact of the matter is, all elections are a choice between the lesser of two evils, unless Jesus Christ is one of the candidates. So,
Dr. Ben, while you're there, can you help my tribe, Catholics, and get the bishops? Are you going to be talking to bishops and cardinals? Because they're certainly on the bench. I don't see too much going on here.
Well, you know, every sect, every religion, everybody who believes in God, who believes in decency and morals, we all need to talk together. We need to recognize that if we unite, we can control the narrative. We don't have to let the leftists and the Marxists who want to destroy all faith because they want to be the ones that you depend on. We can control that narrative, but we have to be actively involved.
Well, Dr. Ben, I'm very glad to know that you are the point person on that. When we talk again, we will really emphasize that. The president has the right person on that. Nobody better. Dr. Ben Carson, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
Dr. Ben Carson here. Every time you're with him, you just harken back. How else? I don't know that I can point it to the existence of God. Maybe that's, you know, sometimes it feels like a little bit of overreach. But how else do you explain what he did? And you notice what he said? Yeah, Dan and Henry, yeah, he could still operate. He doesn't have to now, but.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's keeping it in reserve.
Got it in the back pocket.
Yeah, it's in the back pocket. So he's in charge of the faith
Jack from
thing.
Lost.
He didn't really answer about the bishops and cardinals, which I have no doubt are equating abortion to illegal immigration. So it's a wash on this. Okay, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Well, Jimmy Matthews in Bluebell, out there in radical Montgomery County, where every vote counts and even ones that aren't legal count. Let's go to Jimmy Matthews. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Don. How are you today?
Well, very well. First caller, that was second caller of the day. So what's on your mind, Jim?
I was calling to see if President Trump was in the studio.
No, not yet. We have that. That's an October surprise we're working on. Don't give it away.
How about on the, was he on the air with Dr. Ben Carson with you?
No, that was just Dr. Ben. Yeah, so.
Then why do you still refer to him as President Trump if he's our former president?
So I should say former President George Washington every time we see
him. Twitter and the YouTube chat now. Well, put no. on there.
Yeah.
No. I just wanted to know. I was curious.
Because we live in a fast-paced world where we're not cumbersome. He is president, so is President Obama. I'd say the same thing.
Jimmy, I'm so happy you graced us with this call. Yes, Jimmy's exactly. a regular on yes, our ex yes, on YouTube yeah. and often quick to correct Dom yeah. whenever he calls President Trump to say former President Trump. But Jimmy, being such a linguist expert, a debate has developed over the past couple of days here on the Dom Show over the word niche is how I pronounce it. Dom pronounces it niche. You are allegedly a linguistic expert because you love to correct Dom. Where do you stand, sir?
I stand with Dom, niche.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's the
All
first
right.
and last Thank time you'll you. Probably ever say that, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's like Bernie Sanders and the Cheneys against Trump. It's a weird combination. All right, the day is young. All right, you heard Dr. Ben, 855-839-1210. Catholics make up 26% of the vote. Now, we don't want any religious figures telling people they definitively must vote for X, Y, or Z. But I'm just curious. A lot of Catholics listen, still in, at least culturally Catholic. What should they do? Well, what guidance are they giving in this election? The only guidance I've seen is the Pope. He said that illegal immigration, the life of the migrant, that's life too. Meaning that cancels out abortion. Read between the lines.
That cover is the best kiss.
Thank you, Chris. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, I'll give you a little bit more on the Secret Service, this Senate report that was released that is as damning as anything we've ever heard. And yet they churn on. They're both arrogant and incompetent. The worst form. So I would say among the first things President Trump would do in office, immediately fire the entire network there, the Secret Service, bring in people, and reform it. Not opposed to even private security at some point. I know that could be messy, but how can you put your life on the line? I could not do that every day with this current Secret Service. The report indicates that one of the Secret Service, the guy in charge of the drones, was calling a toll-free number about questions on how to operate the drones. He had a half hour of training. That was it. How in the world do you get away with that these people are still in play? I mean, this isn't any Mickey. This isn't Barney Fife calling a toll-free number to figure out the drone. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Martin Water. The great folks at Martin Water. It's important to make sure that our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and, of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of the tap is crystal clear, all-natural water. Not only the best-tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail are just fantastic. They come out to your home, test your water, recommend solutions that make sense to you. So contact Martin Water Conditioning today. We had great experience with Dwayne, who's been to the house several times for various things. They love to show you what they can do. They get thrilled when you take a look at, wow. I didn't know there was that much. Yes, wherever you are, martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555, 800-887-7555. All right, Dom Giordano's show. We know in our heart of hearts that crime is not going down tremendously, that illegal immigration is incredibly damaging to communities. Many times, though, it's small towns across America. But what about Manhattan? What about New York? So when Henry and I were talking before the show, when he put this together, there's a lot of truth in it. This is not from Springfield, Ohio. These are not Yahoos. These are Manhattanites. Cut 14. Here's what they said about immigrants and crime.
I have the dubious distinction 100 murders in 466 days in office. Never before, on both sides, Republican, Democrat, have you ever had 100 murders in Manhattan in 466 days. On day one, Alvin Bragg says he was not going to prosecute felonies. They give you all their fake statistics. Well, if you don't arrest nobody, you don't have no statistics.
All right, and it goes on and on and on. This is the game, and the media would prefer not to be curious about this until they jump in and try to protect, as we've seen, with illegal immigration, to say, well, it's not so bad in these towns. These towns are revitalized by it. What about in Manhattan? I've gone after Cardinal Dolan multiple times. His argument is this is just like it used to be against immigrants. Really? Even New York can't handle this. Chicago, for 1 month, spending $31 million the other day, they just approved it for the next month, to house and take care of the illegals that have been sent there due to the Abbott plan. How much of it can you take? Well, you still have enough people to continue to vote for Democrats. All right, side question today before a special guest is hit us with something, song, flavor of it, TV, movie, that says autumn, that says fall. Let's go to Maria in Cherry Hill. All right, Maria, good afternoon. What's yours?
I have two, Golden Pond and the Deer Slayer.
Okay, well, what's your best? Pick one.
Golden Pond.
All right, yeah, Golden Pond, Henry Fonda, Jane Fonda, bit role. I forget who plays the wife on Golden Pond.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it's
Catherine Hepburn is Ethel Thayer, if that's who you're
Yeah, Catherine Hepburn. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good film. And Jane Fonda is pretty good at it.
91%
pretty loaded cast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. One more. Jesse in Drexel Hill. All right, Jess, what's yours?
Well, Dom, when the fall rolls in, I think about a movie whose town was based on Haddonfield, New Jersey, because the screenwriter was Deborah Hill. In the movie, the town was Haddonfield, Illinois. It was the largest grossing independent film of its time, directed by John Carpenter. And the theme music was iconic. I mean, would scare the fleas off a monkey. And that would be Halloween.
All right. Nice call on that. Like your style.
I like that.
Information there. I didn't know that was based on Haddonfield. The writer was from Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Either. That's crazy.
All right, coming up. No secret, I write for the Delaware Valley Journal. Find it online. It's a great area where you get stuff you don't see anywhere else. So they broke this story about a Democrat in Northeast Philadelphia's Twitter account. And he was in his 30s when this was going on. He wasn't a kid. Had the N-words multiple times and slurs toward gays and Asians, apparently. He denies it. So the editor, publisher of Delaware Valley Journal, and really Inside Sources, it's a national outfit, is with us next to break it down. We'll give you what the non-denial denial is. And again, this is an important seat, but it's broader than that. It's about if this were a Republican, a conservative, they offered this up, what would the Inquirer do? What would the TV news do? At 1:30, we're going to talk in the next hour with the vice president of Teamsters Local 107, which has a storied history. His members say they want Trump. And I think he can't believe it. That's what he told the papers. We'll give him a chance to explain why he thinks he has to educate them about Trump. All that, the big 1 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.